You can be old and be a neophyte. You know, a novice. No matter, you know. But, you know, an older person could more quickly come along as far as, because if they'd lived their life in an orderly fashion already, you know, let's say they'd been a quote-unquote good person, meaning they're not criminally charged with anything, and they've been a good father, a family man, you know, and now late in their life they come into Christ. I think of men like, the centurion whom Peter was sent to, Cornelius, and his household. Now, he was a man who feared God, you know, and he was a man of means and of some age, you know, but a respected man. He would, you know, that kind of a person would very quickly grow from novice stage to someone who could be considered an elder. Whereas someone who is actually literally young and not experienced much of life, it takes a lot more life experience. You can have a lot. You know, I tell you what, when I started studying the scriptures, I started understanding things very quickly back when I was in my 20s. And I learned very quickly. A lot of things I learned were wrong, but I was still a very quick learner, very quick mind. But I was a novice. You know, and even now, I don't count. I would never call myself an elder, right? Where, you know, but I, you know, I'm someone of reasonable age, being 35, and considering I have been in the Word since I was 20. You know, all that time I've been spending, you know, even in spite of the sins, I was still involved with the Word and studying the Word, and so I've learned a lot in that time. Now, those who have by reason of use their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So I would never qualify, I don't know about never, but I would not qualify for this sort of thing personally. We see the qualifications are very specific. You know, a man has to come to a certain point. Apt to teach is part of the, you know, you got to be instructive. Just instructing is the proof. You know, I mean, I tell you what, I don't necessarily aspire to any such office, but I'd like to fulfill all of this stuff without even looking to be a bishop. Because all these things are good. A lot of this stuff is what comes, things that are accompanying salvation. You know, and it's just more of the proof that they've already attained much in Christ. It's just the proof of that their walk is a walk that is testified by God that He is with them. And this is how we measure God's approval for them for this office. Lest he fall into the reproach and the snare. The devil can set snares. And that's why the whole legal thing can be, you know, I think about, you know, the things of the past. That's why I like to just get it out there, because I don't want anybody, you know, the idea of some surprise popping up later, like that someone would say, you know, it happens to politicians. Well, he did this. He used to, I remember, president a couple of years back, you know, he was accused of having smoked pot in college, and he gave the famous line, "I didn't inhale." He would have been better off doing what the new president did, which was just talk about how he loved it. It's a love-hate relationship in those sins, because the pleasures of flesh for a season is sure tempting, but the Spirit of God is in you. Or if you are an ambitious person, you know you have to put those things aside. See, even in the world, no one wants a drunkard to be in charge of things. Or someone given to wine, or someone who's a violent person, though occasionally those people do float to the top, don't they? In the last century, a lot of wicked people have floated up to the top. We have a couple mentions of the devil. Lifted up with pride. So you notice, being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Because that's what happens. This is pride is sin. And the thing is, it takes some time I think, to establish yourself in the faith. And for a young man, it's not possible. For a very young man, I mean, to be instantly established. Though God could do it, of course. He's able to do abundantly all that we ask. It's just, generally speaking, he doesn't. That's why such are disqualified from that office. Doesn't mean they can't, if they be diligent in their studies, become very quickly teachers or prophets, very quickly, because the Spirit of God is with them and teaching them and instructing them. But a bishop is out of the... That's not available. Verse 8, likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, nor greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they which have used the office of a deacon, well purchased to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. But now we turn to deacons. Deacons is diakonos, which means a servant. And it literally means, well, it's from daiko, which means to run on errands. So it's an attendant, a waiter, or at a table, or another menial duties. It's like someone who is a very menial servant. It's above a slave, but it's someone whose duty is to small things. And in the church, the idea of deacons, I think, came from people who would, so the apostles wouldn't be caught up having to do the distribution to the poor and so on and so forth, so they could concentrate on the greater things. The things that were more needful for them to concentrate on. Because they were getting so caught up in making the distributions and so on that they had to appoint people to distribute to the poor, take care of the widows, you know, and to look after the helpless people. Which is an important part of Christianity. I mean, you know. Problem is, and I feel like in our country we have so much wealth and the government is taking care of everybody. There's very little place for that. And also because of our sort of American pride, it's sort of like, I don't like going to ask people for help, even if I need it. You know? And plus I figure it's like, well, I'm not a widow, I'm a man, you know? I have to take care of my own.